Another night of violence, water cannon deployed by police, and scenes being played out over the last week that many thought or hoped were part of a past in Northern Ireland. Leaders in the north, in Dublin, London and Washington, have appealed for calm. We'll talk to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, in just a moment, but we can hear first some of the sounds of last night's disturbances on the streets of Belfast as PSNI units came under attack from fireworks thrown at them at Lanark Way. Some of the sounds there last night, our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney. Vincent, we heard the sounds. Would you describe some of the scenes you saw last night?
Well, as you said, yet another night of violence. Now, and this violence was in roughly the same geographic area as violence on Wednesday night. Now, it wasn't to the same level of violence. But in terms of where this is, if you can imagine a big letter H. So there are two roads. The Springfield Road on the National side would be the left hand of that letter H, and the Shankill Road, the Lord of Shankill Road, would be the right hand leg of that letter. Across the middle of the bar is Lanark Way that separates the two areas. Now, Wednesday night, much of the violence was concentrated along that bar joining the two roads, and particularly at one end of it where there's a big security gate that separates the two sides. That security gate is normally open during the day for buses, for traffic, for people to walk through. At times of heightened tension, it would be closed at night, but clearly it's closed now because of this trouble. Last night, most of the violence was actually on the two legs of the letter H and not in the middle. The police managed to take that middle ground and keep the crowds apart. So they weren't, for example, close enough to throw fireworks and petrol bombs and stones at each other as they had been on Wednesday night. So what happened last night is they concentrated all their fire and efforts on the police themselves. So the police again faced a barrage of petrol bombs, fireworks, bricks, bottles, heavy masonry, basically anything that rioters can get their hands on. And then water cannon were deployed for the first time in 6 years. Now, we have been sent some footage on social media. I used some of it last night on the 6-1, which showed water cannon driving along the M1 to be deployed. They were in a number of places. They were held back in case they were needed. And police commanders on the ground last night clearly decided that the situation was such that they needed to bring the water cannon in to disperse the crowd. So water cannon was deployed on the National side on the Springfield Road, while on the Lourdes side, the Shankill Road, there were several warnings to riders that if they didn't desist, greater force would be used, and that would have been the use of plastic bullets. The 6 plastic bullets had been fired on Wednesday night because the police said there had been an imminent threat to life, and they said that that's the only situation in which they used those weapons.
And Vincent, are we still seeing children and young teenagers out on the streets?
Yes, very much. When you look around, now there are older teenagers, there you can see some men in their early to mid-20s, there are a few older heads around as well, but by and large, when you watch the footage as well, it's the size of some of the people involved. You know, they even look small and look young. Some of them are 12, 13, 14 years of age, and many politicians here are simply saying, where are the parents in all of this? Because perhaps on night one, the parents don't know where their kids are, but there's been 11 consecutive nights of violence now in various parts of Northern Ireland. Now, the first 9 nights were really concentrated in Lourdes areas because Lourdes were ratting and targeting the police. It's only in the past 2 nights, really, that nationalist areas have become involved as well. And many politicians are really shaking their heads in disbelief because their parents in these areas, they must know what their kids are doing. And that's a great frustration for the police because not only are these young kids getting themselves potentially a criminal record, but they're also potentially getting themselves very seriously injured because when you stand and watch them throwing missiles at each other, including fireworks. Anyone who watched the TV footage over the last night or two will see that some of these petrol bombs, have landed within feet of riders. And if a petrol bomb hits you, you're in serious trouble. You know, if you're not killed, you're at least very, very seriously injured. But it doesn't seem to deter these young kids. Now, part of the thinking is that these kids don't have any sort of embedded memory of what the Troubles was like. So for them, this is a bit of recreational ratting. It's a bit of excitement. But for the older hands around, they know this can be more serious. And some of them are actively encouraging the kids. They can be heard at times cheering, egging them on, applauding. And that's a great concern to police and politicians, and over the last few nights that's been part of the appeal, as well as appealing to people in the community to use their influence. There have also been appeals to parents to try to stop their children and to make sure they know where they are at night.
older heads, Vincent, worried that the momentum that has been gathering now is going to be hard to stop. We've had political condemnation now on all sides. What about the next steps, though? You talked of that virtual meeting today that the Secretary of State, Brandon Lewis, is convening.
That's right. Brandon Lewis will have the five executive parties around the table virtually today, along with the Chief Constable, Simon Byrne. Simon Byrne will again update the politicians on injuries to his officers and what intelligence they're picking up from the community, if any, about the level of violence and trouble they might expect in the days ahead. So there is an increased impetus to try to stop this violence. We've had Stephen Jesse from the Tees.
Any engagement between Arlene Foster and Simon Byrne, the Chief Constable?
There will be, as virtually. I mean, Arlene Foster yesterday issued a statement saying that she had a conference call with him for 10 minutes yesterday morning. Now, that was a step change for her, because last week she called for him to resign, and then reinforced that by saying that she had no intention of meeting him or talking to him. So she spoke to him yesterday in a conference call. Now, she is ill at the moment. She couldn't take part in the executive meeting yesterday or the assembly meeting in person. She had to dial in on Zoom. So we're presuming she will take part in the meeting today, and if so, she will be engaging with the Chief Constable, because he will be part of that meeting.
Vincent Kearney, our Northern editor, thank you very much. We'll have more on the North and the fallout from this violence a little later on.